She's a savvy but troubled young woman reporter in Boston. Since We Fell begins with Rachel's backstory, an overly vilified mother and a mysterious missing father who she's trying to locate. After years of looking and almost half the novel, the search reaches an anticlimax. So then what? I would have given up on the book at this point, but this is Dennis Lehane, after all, master of suspense, who wrote such classics as Mystic River and Shutter Island, so I figured something creepy was bound to happen. And it does. Now the book finds its feet. The story pivots to Rachel's adoring, handsome husband, Brian, who leaves for a business trip overseas, or did he? Someone who looks a lot like him appears in a Boston alley. From here, Rachel begins an escalation of suspicions a la Gone Girl. Brian might have a double life or a triple life, hard to tell. He was an actor at one time, and she wonders if maybe he still is. Hidden pasts and changing identities abound in his friends and associates. Who can be trusted? Who is aligned with who and why? There's Brian's business associate, Caleb, who appears to be a regular guy but is not, and his wife, Haya, who doesn't appear to speak English but does. Lehane keeps you guessing through tense chase scenes, escapes, hideouts, heists, and gruesome shootouts. Rachel is Lehane's first female protagonist, and he does a decent job of it. The narrative is all from her viewpoint and in the moment. The reader doesn't know any more about what's coming than she does. Until the end, there are any number of possible outcomes. The one Lehane chose seemed unlikely to me, but you can decide. Since We Fell is a classic page-turner, not too long, doesn't ask much of you other than to hang on, and can qualify for that ambiguous literary category, summer reading. Since We Fell is available as an ebook from the Park City Library. This is Amy Mills of Friends of the Park City Library.